There's no shortage of development going on in Wasatch County. KPCW has been told the Mayflower Extel development, located on the south side of Deer Valley, plans to begin cutting ski runs this summer. The build-out for the development will take 20 years or more. County Manager Mike Davis says Mayflower is part of the Jordanelle Special Services District.
But also Extel has purchased the water reservations from the JSSD to facilitate doing that, and they've been paying on those reservations for several years. So again, there's been a lot of money on the part of the developer paid to bring those services to their property.
The county plans to begin construction on the Jordanelle Parkway, which is part of the road development needed for the Mayflower project. Davis says they think it will be finished by this fall.
Mayflower exit, where the fire station and Stillwater development is, it would start there and essentially go around the lake and intercept at the Browns Canyon Road on the north. The engineers are working on the drawings right now. The county has not received those yet for the review, and we've not issued a permit yet. It's anticipated that that will be this summer, however.
Wasatch County Council recently passed an open space bond resolution. It's a $15 million bonding authority, and the county has to provide information to residents on the financial impacts prior to November's election.
We'll put it on the ballot for this fall to vote on securing a bond to either outright purchase property or the development rights of property to maintain open space in Wasatch County. The open space group is looking for $15 million, but they may do it in segments and may do $5 million this year and then look for, within a year or two, do another $5 million and then a year or two, another $5 million and do it in steps rather than a full $15 million, but that's not been determined yet. Well, they haven't put the resolution together yet, but they have voted to go to proceed with it.
Park City's electric bus fleet is expanding this fall, bringing in seven new gutsier climbing vehicles. They could be used in a route that provides service to and from Wasatch County. Davis says the county is looking for money to fund a transit study.
Wasatch County is now looking to Mountainland Association of Governments to proceed with a study on proposed transit and transportation issues in Wasatch County on a regional basis. And we're right now working with Heber City and Midway and then the unincorporated county to come up with the funds to fund the study that could precipitate putting together plans of how these transit or transportation systems could work in the future regionally. So, yes, we are working on that right now.
The transit study will also evaluate options for park and ride locations. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.